Off the Ball are bringing you more live commentary than ever.
The way you come out of the gates, baby.
Catch every Steelers game live on OTB Sports Radio.
With a touchdown.
Just download the Off the Ball app now.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Well, I'm delighted to be here at Talca Park with Joey Malone and Pearl Slattery. Pearl, Wendell today, 3-0 win over P-Mount. First off, what does that win mean to you? You've obviously piled the pressure now onto Athlone.
Yeah, for us, I suppose the last few weeks just about doing our job. You know, that's we can only take care of ourselves. And a tough game away to Galway last week and then another tough game at home to P-Mount. So we're delighted with it. I think we started a little bit slow. P-Mount probably started better. But I think once we settled into it, then we controlled the game and delighted to get the 3 points now. And that's all we can do. The rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, it was really the Alex Kavanagh free kick. What a free kick too in the 18 minutes to really bring us to life.
Yeah, I think that settled us all, didn't it? Great goal, because we were a bit slow starting, but once Alex scored we came into it, and then Kate does what she does, and some lovely play for her goals. But she's a real poacher, isn't she? She gets you all different types of goals, and she's been banging them in the last few weeks, and Kate is one of us, and it's great to have her back.
Yeah, how important has she been, obviously, coming back into you this season?
Yeah, amazing. I mean, as I said, sometimes I think early on the season, as a team, we were probably trying to score the most perfect goal. Sometimes it doesn't have to be pretty. And I think Kate, you know, she's such a presence in the box. Even, you know, when I'm marking her at training and stuff, she's a handful. So you could see, look, she went away last year. You could see she's really upped our levels, our techniques and stuff like that. So she's been a joy, and it'll be great to have her now from the start next season. I think, look, everybody on the team plays a part for Kate's goals as well, but it's nice for her to be putting the finishing touches to the goals.
And what will you be like now tonight, waiting on the result of Athlone and Bohemians?
Yeah, it's not nice. We were all on the way home to Galway last week watching the Rovers in that long game and looking at the results. But look, nothing else we can do. I said to you before, I'm a firm believer. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. So whoever ends up winning it, I think for the league it'd be great if it went to next week, but can't be guaranteed that either. We'll see what happens and we'll take what comes tonight.
And then you'll meet them as well then in the cup final. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's 1-1 now, so it's like a trilogy. And I think they've been great games. Joey's been a part of them as well. I think, in fairness, in form the last few years, we've probably been the two top teams going at a little rivalry there now, which is great for women's football. And I think, you know, for the final now, I think it's the perfect game for a 1-1 and see who can win the tour game.
And a special game for you tonight as well. 200 appearances.
Yeah, I didn't even know it until I got here, but nice. Hopefully many more. But yeah, it doesn't feel like
200 left.
Doesn't
in
feel
least,
like 200,
least,
but
yeah,
look, a real nice milestone, and hopefully a few more to go.
And this man beside you, he presented you with your jersey saying 200 appearances. Just tell me a little bit about Joey and what he has meant to you, to the club, obviously managing you, and he's did the double under him as well.
Yeah, a real legend to us. Joey knows how much we love him and care for him. He was superb when he was here with us. I mean, I remember his team talks, our half-time talks, he'd really hit the nail on the head. He knows his football, he knows what to say in the right moments, but as a person, he's a real gent. And obviously, we won the double, we had great years together.
Yes,
we had the
fantastic
2021 league title, you know, the last game of the season here. They're special memories that we'll have forever. And obviously Joey being a bit unwell this year, we were all up visiting in hospital, we were talking about this all season, hopefully we'd see Joey at Talca. So it means a lot to me on my 200th game to have him here and to give me the jersey. It's a lovely moment and I'm delighted to see him doing well.
And Joey, you could see the reaction from all the players, you know, even as they came off, the game wasn't even finished and they were up into the stands sitting beside you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Pearl's just like, I mean, the camaraderie among the team over the 3 years that we were there was fantastic. And obviously, like, how skillful they were as well. I keep talking to people and they say, trying to get people to come to the games, say, women's football. And I'm saying, these are top class players. And, as Pearl has shown to over the years, she's a great leader and a great captain, and we couldn't have asked for a better captain. And to be in the cup final 4 years in a row is some achievement. And to do a double and win a league, and should have really won the cup the first year. We actually celebrated too much the first year, and unfortunately we got caught up in us in the cup final. And then the third year to just miss out, to run us up in both the league and the cup, but it just goes to show how special and how great these players are. And they've come on now, and they're in the shake up for the league again. Hopefully they're all Bow supporters tonight. Everyone's going to be a Bow supporter tonight. So hopefully Bow's do them a favour tonight, and it goes to, as Pearl says, goes to next week, and it'd be great going to the last game next week.
Pearl had mentioned you went through a bit of a tough time over the last number of months. What has the club meant to you in those times?
To be fair, the girls coming, I mean, Pearl coming up meant a lot to me, and a couple of players, Christy Gray and Maggie were up with me as well, and Gemma and all them, and Rachel, and I mean that's how good these people are. I mean that, and it's an admiration not just one way, it's both ways. I mean I admire them so much, and obviously they enjoyed the time that I was here, and I was happy with what I contributed to the team here, and hopefully they'll go and win the cup now as well in a couple of weeks' time.
And if you don't mind, Joey, tell us a little bit about your own story in football, obviously playing, managing.
Yeah, I mean, I had a good career, 20 years of a career, started off with Bowes as a professional there, and then went to Pats and Dundalk for 5 years as captain, and done a double there as captain, and won a few league cups and a few runners-up as well in the league, and then took over Galway and won the cup in the 4 years as a player manager. I was player manager of Galway, and Noel King was player manager of Rovers, and Galway won 1-0. It's their only cup to win in the whole history since I think they're on the go since 1977. Yeah. So it's the only time that Galway won the cup, and it's brilliant for all those players. I go back down every so often, and all those players are still there, and we meet up and all that type of thing, and it's a great little thing to have, to say that, you know, those lads were the only team to ever win the cup final, you know, so it was great. So between that and in between that, I had with Paul McGrath was a very good friend of mine, and we had a good few years together, some good ones and some really really good ones, but that international team at that time were mad. They were coming in on Sunday night and going drinking and then playing the game on Wednesday, and then straight Wednesday into Rumours and into Leeson Street, and it was a mad time.
Yeah.
And as you know, Paul was a little bit of a ball boy at times and went missing and things like that, and the time he went missing for the Irish team, he was with me in Cork. I was doing a bit of a coaching thing down there, and unfortunately he was with me and I was trying to get him back and he wouldn't go back and things like it was like looking after a 4-year-old. What a player he was. He was unreal. He was Pearl was about close to Paul McGrath now.
Here you go, Pearl, you'll take that.
He was a superb player, and I think when he in 1990 when he was playing in the World Cup, and he was immense, and rightly so, got the best player for Ireland that year as well. And I remember going out to RT with him to pick up his trophy, and he straight away wanted to go into a pub on the way and on the way back and all that type of stuff, and he was an awful man for saying, "Pull in here, I just want to use the loo," and 20 minutes later I'll be still sitting in the car and have to go in there. He's at the bar and he says, "It's not my fault, he wanted to buy me a pint," and all that type of thing. So he was a character in funny in certain ways, but sometimes he got too much and got into a bit of hassle. And
you looked after him, Joey?
Yeah, oh god, the amount of times I looked after him. But when you're talking about my career, I've had a great career, I really enjoyed it, and then when I got a chance to get involved managing the girls with Noel, really enjoyed that 3 years as well. So and looking at them today again, they're just getting better and better again, and they're a top team.
Can they win the cup and the league?
Without a shadow of a doubt, they'll win the cup. I mean, people were talking to me when they were going down to play Galway a couple of weeks ago, and they said, "Oh, they'll have a tough one against Galway." I said, "Not at all, they'll be Galway easy." And it was 2-0, was it? Galway in the quarterfinals.
3-1.
So 3-1. They won easy enough in the end, and I think they'll be at Athlone and win the cup. Unfortunately, we have to wait and see what Bowes do for later on for them to get a chance to win the league. But it's been a great season again for them. To be 4 years in a row to be at the top and to keep playing as well as they're playing, it's fantastic. And she'll go on forever, you know. So
she will. Yeah. And Pearl, overall, the bounce from the club, both teams doing well, the men and women, so it must be great.
Yeah, it's a great excitement. Even when we get a chance, we come down to Tolkien. watch the games, the buzz here, even when we have big games. Not even sure I've said this before, but like Duff will be the first to text me to wish us luck, and us the same. It's an amazing feeling when the club is under the one name. It's a real togetherness, and we're hoping, you know, they can go on and win the league for the first time in 18 years. I mean, that would be just incredible. So we're hoping a big game tomorrow for them, but we're always kind of supporting from afar when we can get down to Talca. And like Joey said, I think sometimes people think in the women's football and we're in the final Ashells again, but I think it speaks volumes of the club and the girls that are around, the commitment people, you know, put in to be there four times. It's not easy. There was a few years that we weren't in it, so you know, you have to enjoy these times. Like Joey said there, with all these great stories, that's what Irish football's about. That's why we're all involved in it. The great times we had with him, those memories, that's what you want to create. That's what we want to create this year as a group. And look, we'll give everything in the cup final, and then we'll see how the league goes. But we've given everything. That's all you can ask. We're always up there competing, no matter who comes in, who goes, players or anything. We're always there, and that's all you can ask for, really.
Brilliant. Pearl and Joey, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Emil.
Thank you.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.